What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you'll find out what the Fukushima's going on.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And the Washington Compost is out with a story saying that Trump revealed highly classified information to the Russian foreign minister and ambassador in a White House meeting last week. And apparently saying jeopardized a critical source of intelligence on the Islamic State. Well, if I recall the rules, presidents can declassify information if they need. But again, this is a desperate attempt to put the leaking of classified information back onto Donald Trump and take it away from Hillary Clinton. And they're basically saying that the information was provided by a partner and Trump shouldn't have done this. They're still after him. I mean, how long has it been since the election, and they still cannot get over the fact that their lady lost. All righty, let's see. Into the world of computers and away from WannaCry, because it's hardly the only problem we are dealing with. Apparently, there's a new surfacing of an old problem, and that is that criminals are using foreign alphabets, especially Cyrillic, which has a lot of letters that look at quick glance like the letters we use here in English, and they will register domain names with these Cyrillic characters and then send on out emails that have a URL that at first glance looks like a legit URL, like WhatsApp.com, and you click on it, and you're taken to the fake website that looks like the real website, and they launch malware attacks. So there fortunately is a plugin for the Chrome browser, and hopefully it will be available for other browsers, called IDN Safe, which will block internationalized domain names, meaning those carrying embedded characters that are not English. But again, this article at Reason has hit the nail on the head. The government's priority is not the security of your computer systems. Yes, Donald Trump has signed an executive order to secure the government's computer systems, but not yours. You're being left wide open, and the government has spent 9 times more money figuring out how to get into your computer systems than it has spent trying to protect them from bad people getting into your computer systems. And that tells you where the priority is. Forget what the government says it wants to do. Look at what it does. Look at where it spends its money. Actually, your money. That tells you what that government's priorities are. And number one, obviously, is war, conquest, and death. Now, there's apparently the Necker's botnet has been harnessed to fling out a new stream of yet another ransomware dubbed JAF. And JAF spreads in a way similar to Locky and even uses the same payment site template, but it's apparently a different creation. And apparently it's sent by way of an email that has a PDF file attached to it containing an embedded .docm file with a malicious macro script. And that script will then download and execute the JAF ransomware. Now, there are a lot of file formats out there that we really ought to stop using. Flash is a security nightmare. In fact, one time early on when we were just starting up the website and we were just starting to take advertisers, because for the first 12 years I ran my website, I paid for it out of my own pocket. I can't do that anymore. We got an advertiser who insisted on us putting a Flash animation on the site, and we detected it was a problem and planting malware. And so, at least as far as the our websites are concerned, Flash is banned because it is a security nightmare. Something that you should do if you have not already done, two things you should do. If you have Microsoft Office, disable all macros. And be very leery of any email that arrives with a spreadsheet or anything else that says you must enable macros to use this. It's a dead giveaway. And I don't know if you can disable the macros in the PDF reader. I'm certainly going to find out when the show is over. But we need to stop using these things that are vulnerable. What's wrong with ASCII text? I mean, Flash was created originally in the days of dial-up modems, trying to get sophisticated graphics over a low bandwidth connection. We don't need that anymore. We've got high bandwidth connections. And Flash is cool. I actually used Flash for a lot of the screen animations on Lost and Off the Map, but I won't have it on my website. So I'll look into that PDF disable macros. But you've got to be very, very careful about what comes on in. Because, again, Trump's executive order underscores it. Yeah, they're going to spend a lot of your money to protect the U.S. government's computer systems. Good luck getting it all onto the cloud, by the way. But you're on your own. That's okay. You're going to go out and buy security software, and that's good for the economy if you are forced to buy computer security software. All right, we're going to do a shout-out now to our on-air affiliates who are just now rejoining the network. Apparently, oh, and the other thing you ought to do, if you have a Wi-Fi router in your home, change the default password. This is something a lot of people make the mistake. They'll get a router on in, and they figure they're fine. But the default passwords for all the routers, you can find them online. And so somebody, if they can get that password and you haven't changed it, and you haven't taken other security measures, they can log into your router. And from there, they can get into your machines. One good thing you might want to do, in addition to whatever WEP or WPA encryption that you're using, most routers have what is called MAC filtering, in which you get the MAC address of every device that's going to be used on the Wi-Fi router, and you put them in this list, and then you turn on MAC filtering. And any device trying to access your Wi-Fi that doesn't have a MAC address on the list is automatically blocked. And that is a very, very powerful security tool. A lot more work, but worth it, definitely. Now, apparently, there is a bug in what's called the UPnP, the Universal Plug and Play, that allows it to be crashed and bypassed by an attacker. And it can be used as a denial of service vector. And again, never download a patch, software update, or a driver from any but the original issuing website. There's all kinds of websites all over that says you can we'll automatically scan your computer and update all your drivers for you. And that's used to plant malware. It's wide open. It's wide open. Nobody in the government is trying to hunt these people down unless they make the mistake of attacking a major corporation or the government. Then they'll hunt them down. But for the scammers who are making millions of dollars off of unsuspecting computer users, ordinary people, not worth their problem. Not worth their problem. Now, over in Great Britain, Theresa May is saying that if she and the Conservative Party retain control of the government in next month's elections, they're going to beef up online protection for British citizens, threatening fines against social media companies who fail to safeguard their users against things like hate speech, pornography, or other sources of harm. I hate it when they have these very fuzzy descriptions. I mean, we all understand what pornography is. But there is no real definition for hate speech. It's an ad hoc phrase. Oh, I objected that it's hate speech. Well, anytime you're telling the truth about somebody that doesn't want the truth told, they come on back and say, oh, that's hate speech. It's anti-Semitism, anti-Germanism. You're being anti-French. So they're looking to start cracking down on free speech over there in Great Britain. Apparently, all the world's tyrants are starting to realize they can't continue to be tyrants in a world with a free and open internet and an independent media. They want to take the world back to the way it was in the 1950s, where the ruler shall proclaim and the corporate media shall regurgitate onto the general population. And the general population, unable to find any alternative information, will just believe it. That's what they want. They're literally taking us back to the 1950s. one-way propaganda, new Cold War with the Ruskies. Oh, those were the good old days. Now, as I said, yesterday was Mother's Day. And, of course, my mother's not around anymore, but I do have an aunt who lives in New Hampshire, and she's my surrogate mother, so she gets the flowers and the phone call. Apparently, in New Hampshire, in some parts of the state, Mother's Day, they had 6 inches of snow. We're talking May 14th, and they had 6 inches of snow. Now, one of the big scary monsters the global warming people have been talking about for a long time is the so-called methane bomb. And the idea is people were looking at the projected numbers for global warming based on carbon dioxide, and they're saying, you're talking, you know, 2 degrees over 100 years. Why should I get excited about that? And so they came up with this monster saying, well, when the temperature gets just a tiny fraction warmer than it is now, all of the methane trapped in the ocean floor as methane hydrate will start to bubble up to the surface, and there'll be a methane bomb, and all this methane will just froth up into the atmosphere at the same time, and it will cause incredible amounts of warming. And then it'll be run away, and it'll be too late to stop it unless you give us carbon taxes now. But apparently, there was a study done showing that as the methane bubbles through the water, it's actually acting as a coolant. And they're basically saying that a release of methane from the seabed creates a cooling effect 230 times greater than the warming caused by the methane itself. So that little monster has now been discredited. Gloria Steinem, of course, knows what's causing global warming, a lack of abortions. Gloria Steinem told Refinery29 last Tuesday that global warming is directly correlated to a lack of the free availability of abortion because all those babies are breathing carbon dioxide, and carbon dioxide is... It's like I've told you before about politicians. No matter what is going on, their first thought is, how can I twist this to support my agenda? And some of it does get pretty ridiculous. First and foremost, you need to understand carbon dioxide is not a pollutant. It is a major part of the cycle of life here on Earth, because if there's no carbon dioxide, the plants will all die. And if the plants will all die, then all the animals will die. The fact is that atmospheric carbon dioxide is not a problem. If it goes up, plants grow faster and larger and absorb more carbon dioxide, turn it into oxygen, which is good, and food, which is good. Commercial greenhouses artificially increase the carbon dioxide inside to get larger crops faster, more saleable product. And the gardeners who are working inside those greenhouses, they're not falling over dead. They're not broiling. It's just all hoax and scam. They want you to believe. They don't want you to think. They want you to believe. They want you to stop using plastic bags, which actually I'm in favor of because the plastic bags, I actually like the paper bags better here. But you know who the largest polluter in the whole world is? It's the U.S. military. Story out of Blacklisted News. And basically, this was triggered off by the news that last week, the U.S. Naval Station in Virginia Beach spilled 94,000 gallons of jet fuel into a nearby waterway less than a mile from the Atlantic Ocean. And it's certainly not as catastrophic as the Gulf oil disaster, but it underscores the fact that these things happen on military bases on a regular basis. And these military bases are working with dangerous toxic chemicals, and they produce more hazardous waste than the 5 largest U.S. chemical companies combined. But clean environment, it's only important when the politician can get votes or money for it. All right, we're going to start taking some phone calls. James in Charlotte, North Carolina, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. Yeah, I just went to that article you mentioned a little while ago on the Washington Post about Trump supposedly leaking sensitive intelligence to the Russian ambassador, and it is it's nothing. It's just a great big nothing. they don't specify specifically what intelligence it is. McMaster has denied that any sensitive intelligence was leaked.
Yep.
So it's just another one of these attacks. I'm wondering if you had talked about this thing that supposedly a number of people in the media got all puffy and huffy about when the Russian ambassador met with Trump, and they brought their own photographer in with them, and horror of horrors, they actually got photographs of the Oval Office, which anyone can find online. You can find hundreds of photographs of the Oval Office online, but they thought that this was just the greatest breach of security that had happened in decades.
Yeah, the Oval Office is a meeting room. Most people don't realize it. The president actually has another office where he does his real work, where all the paperwork and the documents, and it's off the Oval Office, but the Oval Office is ceremonial. It's for meetings, and there's nothing there. And as you point out, you can go to Google image search and get all kinds of pictures of the Oval Office, and it's no big deal. But yeah, they're still trying to push this idea that Trump is a Russian asset as a desperate distraction away from what's going on with Hillary Clinton. With word that Trey Gowdy could actually be the new head of the FBI, Hillary and her people, they're in panic mode because all of a sudden they're not going to be able to hold off any more investigations.
Yeah, that's. I'm telling you, I think this thing that of trying to link Trump to Russia has truly reached the level of a major mass psychosis. I don't know how else you'd describe it.
Well, it's not a mass psychosis. It's just that's the talking point coming out of Hillary and Podesta and the DNC and the Never Trumpers. It's all they've got. It's the last card they've got to play. And so they're going to keep on pounding it. And as I said earlier, the head of the NSA is still using it to try and actually take control of America's election system, which would be the end of democracy in this nation. We will get the presidents that the intelligence agencies decide we ought to have. And I don't think the Founding Fathers ever considered this nation as being a spookocracy.
Yeah. Well, that's basically what I wanted to let you in on. So.
Okay. All right. Thanks an awful lot. And we're going to let you go. And we're going to very quickly take a phone call from Bob in Michigan. I'm sorry, Mississippi. Let me look my little chart here. I got Michigan. Bob in Michigan, what's on your mind?
Well, I got a newsletter. Do you know who Pete Hendrickson is?
I've heard the name.
Okay, he's supposed to be an IRS aficionado, right? You know, and one of these guys that likes to challenge the IRS. Anyway, I'm on his newsletter information, and I just got an email from him that says, and I'll read just the opening paragraph, which is just a couple statements. The Fifth U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals has issued a stunning ruling admitting that the United States and federal courts have been systematically misapplying the income tax as a non-apportioned direct tax for decades. The clear implication is that literally trillions of dollars have been improperly taken from their rightful owners. And it goes
okay,
on from there.
I got that newsletter. Sorry to cut you off, but we're almost to the commercial break. I went and I found that actual court ruling, and I'm not sure that it says what this guy thinks it says. We'd all love to have something that we could grab onto like that. I don't think that is it. Anyway, listen, Bob, got to let you go. We're going to be back with more phone calls after these few words.
Hey there, quick question for you. Would you be okay with more energy, more endurance, thicker, healthier hair, a better mood, reduced appearance of wrinkles, improved sleep, improved blood pressure and cholesterol profiles, improved vision, improved memory. Okay then. Well now, have you heard of Nature's Youth RSF? It's from the anti-aging experts at naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com. See, at Nature's Youth, they understand exactly what it means to provide top quality health products. And Nature's Youth customers not only improve their health, they know they're also providing their body with the right nourishment to maintain that peak performance and fight the aging process. If health, wellness, and nutrition are what you desire, choose Nature's Youth RSF. I did. You see, you're going to get older. It's just up to you how you feel when you get there. Get started today. Nature's Youth RSF. Simple to use, simple to order. Go to naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight. Women and children alike.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're going to go back to the phone. Sherry in Fredericksburg, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Thanks, Mike. You said there was some guy that had some Trump connection that he was gonna tell us what it is after Trump's out of office. This sounds kind of feeble to me. When Trump maybe can't, you know, defend himself.
That's exactly right. It is a rumor. There's no confirmation, but it is being spread all over the place that there is a sealed indictment against Donald Trump. Having to do with his connections to Russia, and it's a smear job.
It is.
First of all, we don't know what's in the indictment, and an indictment does not automatically mean guilt. An indictment means there's a charge, and after his day in court, he could be proven completely innocent of any wrongdoing. It could be a completely bogus charge. All it takes is somebody to sign off and say, yes, we're going to issue an indictment here. Because Trump is president, the indictment would not be unsealed until after he's out of office. But this gives fuel to those pushing this Russia connection story by saying, well, supposedly there's an indictment out there. There's an indictment for his connections to Russia. And it's just pure propaganda, bovine excrement.
Right, and here's the indictment. Here's the charge, I bet you. And I probably Trump won't be around to defend himself. I mean, he'll be out of office because he's getting out to save his life or whatever. But this is the important thing. I think Trump admires Putin. I think they have stuff in common. They're both breaking new ground, although Putin has a way, way head start and the support of the people, and he is more the government. They're kind of all settled in. But there's some kind of simpatico connection here, I think. Personally, very compatible. They're willing to work things out, and they would be easy to get along. It would be easy for them to get along with each other.
I think so too.
Similar.
And Trump's hardly alone in respecting Vladimir Putin. A lot of people see him as the only real statesman on planet Earth right now. He seems to be the only adult in this playpen of or this kindergarten of global geopolitics. And he's worked very hard over the years to try and calm things down in Syria. He's trying to calm things down in North Korea now. And a lot of people have a lot of respect for him, including me. As far as Donald Trump, campaigned on restoring relations with Russia. And I think he would really like to do it. But he's surrounded by all these people like Rex Tillerson, who's saying it's impossible to reset relations. Let's just go on to war and have done with it.
Yeah, and I think our country, if we do bomb Russia, the first thing to go will be their wonderful fields of non-GMO crops that we may rely on completely, and we're just waiting to receive these if ours are all going to be wiped out, you know. And Trump would not approve of our attacking Russia. I don't know how much clout. How much clout does he have to keep us from attacking Russia? Because I don't want to lose...
In theory... it's up to him, okay, as the commander-in-chief. Okay. Certainly in the use of nuclear weapons, it's supposed to go right to him and him alone. Unfortunately, the Pentagon seems to have gone rogue and is conducting its own foreign military policy without him. And certainly Rex Tillerson seems to feel that he, rather than Donald Trump, should be setting the war policy.
Right. Well, if they touch those fields, I'm going to be rooting for Russia. I'm sorry. You know, that we need more non-GMO stuff in this country.
I'm still rooting for, like, avoiding the war. I mean, that's been a major reason of what Claire and I have done for the last 23 years is to head off this rush to a new world war. And right now, I'm dealing with this incredible sense of failure over the fact that it seems to be on, and there's nothing that we ordinary people can do to stop it. And the only thing that is going to save us from a new world war is if the economy and the federal government come crashing down the way the Soviet Union did. And right now, that seems to be our best hope and option for the future.
Yeah. Well, I have a little shout-out Fargo. Fargo has a wonderful, reportedly has a wonderful food pantry through their senior center, and people are going there. You can get as much as you can go through the line as many times as you want. They're getting food for themselves, but also for people they know. So this is working out really well through the senior center. Okay.
All right, good. All right, we're going to let you go and take another break for commercials.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
This is Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One of Truth Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne. That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago. And here's obvious results. My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now, I tell you all this because it's true and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to heartdrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation. And Angioprim is the result, a safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something, by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get no work, can't draw no pay. Unemployment getting worse so every
day. And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're going to take another phone call here. Richard in Washington State, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Oh, Mike, there's something that you seem to have a blind spot on that I thought I'd bring to your attention. I'm a avid listener, as time and circumstance permit. And what it is I have a little article here that I'll read. Chief architect of the Patriot Act to quit. The Justice Department is losing another key foot soldier in its war on terrorism. Viet Dinh, chief architect of the U.S. Patriot Act, a controversial post-September 11th legislation that greatly expanded law enforcement agencies' power to track terrorists, submit his registration to the White House on Tuesday, an administration official said. Now, this is from May
of 14th of 2003.
Okay.
Then, 35, plans to return to teaching at Georgetown University, Jesuit Law School. His resignation, which officials are expect to formally announce today, is effective May 31st. His departure comes as Michael Chertoff.
Richard, can we sum up here? And first of all, we shouldn't be reading somebody else's entire copyrighted work on the air here.
Well, I'm almost
what's
done.
What's the point you're trying to make?
Okay. What it is the Knights of Malta. While Bill Donovan was in the OSS,
yes.
He was a member of the Knights of Malta.
Mm-hmm.
And you mentioned here about a month ago, I didn't have a chance to get in, that Supreme Court Justice Anthony Kennedy went to Malta for vacation after he passed off on some legislation.
No, that was Roberts who went after he did his reversal on Obamacare. And here's the situation. The U.S. government and all these various power players would love for us to spend time looking for the bad guys in far-off locations, over at the Bilderbergers or the what's that grotto up in California, that whole situation. But the problem is really right in front of us with the individuals. And so I tend not to go on with this idea that the Masons are doing this or the Knights of Malta are doing this, and instead focus on the individual miscreants themselves. So thank you very much for the phone call, and we're going to let you go here. But yeah, the more nervous government gets about you catching on to what they're doing, the more they're going to try and convince you that the real source of the problem is some unreachably far off villainous organization that you could never possibly find and waste a lot of time looking for. Now, the problems are right here. The problems are right here in those private central banks, in the state houses, in the Congress. That's where the problems are coming from. You don't need to look any further than that. And it is a common propaganda tactic called laying a false trail to lure you off into looking at some wasted effort rather than focusing on what's really going on. Now, over in India, there is a lawyer, and his name is Prashant Bhushan, and he is waging a one-lawyer campaign against the Indian government to stop the commercialization of GM mustard in that country. And apparently, it's still working its way on up to the Supreme Court, on a lawsuit seeking a moratorium on its commercial release. Now, you have to remember, India, a few years ago, went through this horrible tragedy when the government mandated BT GMO cotton to India's cotton farmers. And it turned out the BT cotton was less resilient to environmental variations than natural cotton, and the crops all failed. And the farmers were losing their farms, and there was this huge epidemic of suicides as a result, as these farmers who had lived their entire lives on the farms, in many cases they were multi-generational farms, and all of a sudden the government said, you will use this cotton, it'll be wonderful. The crops failed, they lost the farms, and they killed themselves. And so they're very understandably leery about India's government once again saying, you will use these GM crops. Because the people of India understand, like the people of the United States, that our politicians are being bought by the GMO companies to force us to buy things we really don't want and do not need in order to keep the failing economy ticking along a little bit longer. A big part of the Trans-Pacific Partnership and the Transatlantic Trade and Investment Partnership was to arm-twist foreign governments into buying American products they really didn't want, such as GMO agriculture. We used to be a nation that made products and grew agricultural produce that other nations wanted to have, and they were willing to buy them. And now we make bloated, overpriced junk and GMO crops. Nobody wants to buy them. Do we fix the manufacturing? Do we go back to organic farming? No, we go on out and we use politics to force these people to buy the products we want to sell them. I had a little bit of an eye-opening shock the other day. I was watching a little bit of TV, and there was this commercial came on for an online site where you can get eyeglasses. And there was a line in there saying, these are made in Japan, so you know they're top quality. And it was a bit of a shock, because when I was a kid, made in Japan meant the cheap stuff, the flimsy stuff. And that was the reputation of Japanese manufacturing back in the 1950s. But now it's reversed. Japan and China are manufacturing powerhouses. They make great stuff. They make stuff we can't make in this country anymore. And that really, I think, is a solid measure of the decline of the United States of America. Even our much vaunted weapons, the best of the best of American manufacturing, are not turning out to be very good, which may be a benefit for world peace. Everybody marches off to war and their equipment isn't working. They might just say, bad idea, let's turn around here. Now, GMO is banned in Bolivia, but apparently somebody has gone on down there and started planting GMO Roundup Ready corn, and that means it's only a matter of time due to wind and insects and birds before all of the corn in Bolivia is contaminated with the GMO pollen. Now, who would do a thing like that? Now, this brings us to a story that is coming up around Azure Farm. Now, Azure Farm is a large-scale organic farm operation. They've been in business for a lot of years. They have 2,000 acres of pristine, organically certified land in Sherman County, Oregon. And it makes a lie of the often promoted claim by the GMO industry that you can't do large-scale organic farming. It has to be GMO. It has to be chemically supported. And Azure Farms basically illustrated, yeah, you can do it. They're very popular in that part of the country. And so what has happened now is the state of Oregon, rather the county of Sherman, where they're located, is getting ready to impose draconian weed management laws, which will include forcing Azure to spray their fields with Roundup. And, of course, the instant they do that, they're no longer organic. They're no longer considered, they can't be certified organic. It will drive them out of business, or they'll have to adopt these Monsanto farming techniques and chemicals. And they're trying to raise public awareness about what's going on. But again, we're seeing a full-on display of what happens under fascism, where government and corporate interests are aligned together against the general population. Monsanto wants everyone to use their product, and the government says, yeah, we'll do it. We'll force them to use your product. No more natural organic farms, those things, they're just smelly places anyway. That's dictatorship. Azure wants to grow their food organically. American consumers want organic food. And we're being told by the government, no, you may not have organic food. You will get your food from the chemicals. Mihi dictum est. Which, for those of you who don't speak Latin, that means I have spoken. Now, here's an eye-opening article. This is coming out of the Journal of the American Medical Association. And they just published a peer-reviewed study that concluded 30% of the drugs approved by the FDA are seriously dangerous. They have safety problems. And this gets back to the article that we talked about last week, where much of the articles in medical journals that support certain medications are found to not be reproducible. In other words, they're fraudulent. Other investigators have taken the claims made in these articles, and they've run through the tests, and they can't get the same result. And remember, reproducibility is at the heart of the scientific method. If a result can't be reproduced, it must be dismissed as erroneous, if not fraudulent. And the FDA has had this look the other way attitude. We're just here to help the pharmaceutical companies sell medicine. We rely on the pharmaceutical company's own research to approve. And so now even the Journal of the American Medical Association is saying 30% of the FDA-approved drugs are seriously dangerous. They're risky. And illustrating that is this story coming out of Natural News, where apparently Zahra Beatty, a 13-year-old girl from Wigton, Cumbria, got the HPV vaccine and has been struck by severe pain across her body, heart palpitations. And basically, it's like she's aging rapidly. She says right now she feels like an 80-year-old. And we've heard horror stories about the HPV vaccine many times before. Narcolepsy, other issues, permanent sterility. All right, we're going to take a phone call here. Rob in Buffalo, New York. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. I just had a question for you. I know you've talked about the sunshine policy a lot lately. I was just wondering if you could go into more detail about how that would actually work. I know you said that they would consider reunification even. I don't understand.
Yeah, that's basically what it is. That's basically what it is. And I'm not exactly sure what the etymology of sunshine is in it, except bright new day. But yeah, both Koreas were seriously talking of an official end of the Korean War, which technically is still actually on. And they were going to just end that and say, okay, let's reunify the way Germany did. And they were well on their way to doing that, and the U.S. started getting on in and interfering and causing trouble, leading to the current crisis. And Moon Jae-in, the new president of South Korea, is saying he wants to go back to the Sunshine Policy. He's already said he's going to ask the United States to take their military out of South Korea, that he's confident South Korea can defend itself from North Korea, and that he wants to basically reach across the DMZ and talk to Kim Jong-un and say, we are being used by powers outside our country. Let's stop being so stupid about that. And, of course, if he does that, the U.S. has lost its main justification for going after North Korea, because they've been saying, we must protect our allies in South Korea. And the new president of South Korea is saying, we don't need you. We don't want you. And so that's what the Sunshine Policy is all about. Now, whether they'll reunify or not, we don't know. But certainly one part of the Sunshine Policy was to basically take down that DMZ, dig up all the landmines, clean up the defoliant that they used on there, and actually start commerce between the two Koreas. Rail lines, highways, transportation, and try and use North Korea's labor force, which is large, to help boost both their economies. North Korea's labor force, South Korea's technology and investment, both Koreas could light up.
Okay. I also have another question for you. I know you've mentioned a few times recently, I know that the Trump presidency has been in a bit of an up and down with at least my feelings towards it, and I'm sure yours too, but
yes.
You mentioned that you'd almost rather see Bernie as president. I wonder if you truly meant that, or if that was more of just,
actually, to be very honest, if the DNC had not stolen the nomination away from Bernie Sanders and given it to Hillary Clinton, I might seriously have decided to support Bernie Sanders instead of Donald Trump. But again, Hillary got the nomination, and we were looking at the lesser of two evils. And no matter how we vote, we still get evil, which is a stupid way to run a country. But I am very disappointed by much of what Donald Trump has done his first 100 days. Now, that being said, we are starting to see signs of the Donald Trump that we saw on the campaign trail. The firing of Comey, he's getting ready to fire some more people in the White House. And I would still like to see him stand on up and keep more of his campaign promises, in particular pulling back from all these foreign interventions, which are not making us any friends around the world, and ultimately could lead to a war that I think we're going to lose. And second, I want to start seeing some of these criminals in the Bush-Clinton duocracy start being arrested and sent to jail.
I agree. And finally, just in light of all the IT issues going on lately, all of your advice so far I thought has been very good. The only thing is, you just mentioned Mac filtering. I'm not sure if I would suggest that, just in light of how easy it is to spoof a Mac address. So I'm not sure if I would suggest going through all the work of setting that up.
Well, I definitely would. I mean, it's definitely one more layer.
It definitely doesn't hurt.
No, it definitely doesn't hurt here. By the way, somebody else sent in a letter saying if you're looking at your bank website and you're not 100% sure it's real, type in a fake password. And if it accepts it, you know it's a fake website. That's another good little trick that we could have. Okay?
All right. Well, that's all I have for today. Thank you.
All right. Thanks an awful lot. We're going to grab Jeff in St. Paul, Minnesota real quick. Aloha. What is on your mind?
Hey, hi. You know, it's I got the AT&T, you know, iPhone, and I lose your show about after 5 or 8 minutes, about, you know, 8-10 times a show. But do you know about this one video aggregator called blogdogsickle.blogspot?
No, I'm not familiar with it. As far as AT&T and the cell phone, yeah, I mean, all of these ISPs seem to be having a lot of trouble right now, and I'm sure the flood of added traffic from all this malware is not helping. Jeff, we're going to let you go. Take a break for commercials. Back with the last segment of our program today after these few words.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
The new word on the street is bloated. Yeah, you eat this food, GMO, herbicide, pesticide. Foods aren't safe anymore. And then we eat them, and we're bloated. Our stomach says, no, no, no more, Seymour. So what we have to do is drink the tea. Are you on the tea? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Super strength tea. It will help you with the new word, bloated. You can get it today. Log on to GetTheTea.com.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Some are maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, distract yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far a 5:15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. Last segment of the program today. Apparently, there is a new outbreak of Ebola in the Republic of Congo. Three people dead so far. Hopefully, it won't go too far. Nasty, nasty stuff, those viruses. We're going to take two more phone calls for the rest of the show here. Fred in Iowa, thank you for waiting. What is on your mind?
Hello. You want to know what's on my mind?
Yes.
Truth.
I'm sorry?
What was that?
What do you want to talk about? Okay, I
what
think you just...
Call or two calls back.
Okay, well, do you want to share something with us, or should I go on?
Yes. What I want to share is we can talk and denigrate till the cows come home about Jews and Christians. But do you know the reason why Tom LaCavara is incarcerated? Do you know?
No, I do not.
Find out. The Vicar General. And that isn't of the Baptist or the Methodist or the Church of Christ. That's why he's behind bars. It is not about a gun or a pistola. Now, if we can't talk about it, oh, no, all these hosts, oh, no, we won't go there. And
all
then
right,
they turn
well,
around and yap on about Christians and Jews and denigrate them and denigrate them.
Fred, thank you very much for the phone call. And we're going to go with Steve in California. Steve, I hope you're in a calmer mood than our last caller.
Yeah.
What is on your mind?
I think Fred's been nipping on the cough syrup a little bit too much today.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, he's a good guy. He's got a big heart. Hey, a couple calls back, you had somebody had a connection problem and they couldn't the signal dropped on your show. May I suggest, and I'm not in any way trying to, I don't work for Grace Digital, but I have a Grace Digital Wi-Fi radio, and I love the radio, and I just programmed 10 stations, all talk radio, and I can flip back and forth really fast, and it buffers within 10 seconds, and I'm back onto a new channel, and I save my computer for other things. So your listeners may want to invest in a Grace Digital Wi-Fi radio. You can go to gracedigital.com. I bought mine on Amazon, not too bad price. Or you can go to C. Crane Company and buy one from them, and it's just under $100, I believe. But it's definitely an investment if you're into talk radio and want to find out what's going on. It's a good investment to make.
Okay, well, that's good advice here. I don't think we should all be running our entire lives through our computers. Using a computer to watch a TV show, that's a very expensive way to do it. Using a computer to listen to music or listen to radio. Yeah, there are dedicated appliances for that that are a lot less expensive and a lot easier to replace if they burn on out, as opposed to a computer system, which is a real headache when you finally do have to replace that. All right, well,
yeah.
Steve, thanks an awful lot. We're going to let you go. We're coming up here on the end of the show. I got to head on out and do Jim Goddard's program. I'm going to ask all of you to make a real effort to spread the word about whatreallyhappened.com and Republic Broadcasting, especially. Call up the talk radio shows, talk radio stations in your neighborhood. Point them at the republicbroadcasting.org website. We need to start spreading the truth of Republic Broadcasting across the land, and I need your help to do it. We'll be back tomorrow. Aloha, America.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger,
so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldanysoap.com. That's oldanysoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldanysoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.